Hello and welcome to Crafty Hands Club podcast. I am your host, Carice Jefferson. This podcast talks candidly about all things jewelry making, including tips, techniques, trends, the latest industry news, traditions, self-care, and more. If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe to receive latest episode alerts. Crafty Hands Club can also be found on various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Feel free to like, follow, or subscribe at any time. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about reasons why there's still scarcity in an oversaturated market, particularly DIY handmade jewelry market. So a couple of episodes ago, I talked about how more and more people have gotten into jewelry making, and it's for many reasons. And I also talked about how it's different and more easier to get into than it was, let's say, the 80s or the 90s, where you either had to belong to a particular club that did jewelry making, or you knew somebody that did it. So because of accessibility online, that has played a huge part in the reason why the market has become oversaturated over the years. Now, you're probably wondering, like, okay, if something is oversaturated, then how could that same thing have scarcity? Because scarcity is the opposite of oversaturation. And you may not look at it this way, but look at cosmetics, right? Cosmetics, there's a lot of brands in the makeup industry, but yet and still someone is coming out with a new line of product every time you turn around. You know, you go in stores, you may see a brand that you didn't see last month or even 2 weeks ago, but it still came out into the marketplace. Well, that's an example of, even though there is oversaturation in the makeup space, is still some scarcity. And there was one interview I was listening to, and there's still an open market for women 50 and over with cosmetics. So it's still some opportunities in the space. But now, to bring it back to jewelry making, there's saturation from jewelry vendors. Those are, you know, the ones that sell the handmade jewelry. There's saturation with suppliers. There's a lot of companies now that sell beads, and along with other jewelry making supplies. Then there's subscription boxes that came on the scene to, as a bead box or as a project box or what have you. But even though those things are saturated, the scarcity is still there. There's scarcity in jewelry making. First of all, one of the biggest scarcities that's in jewelry making is not enough DIY kits. Now, there are a few besides Crafty Hands Club. There are a few other places that sell DIY jewelry making kits. But what makes a kit unique is that the kit is supposed to be the one-stop shop for a jewelry making project. So if you are looking to make, let's say, a gypsy theme bracelet, and you see a kit and you say, oh, I really like that kit. Oh, it comes with this, it comes with that, it includes this, it includes that. Well, what you will be looking for as a consumer, you're not just looking for the beads. You looking to get the beads, you looking to get all the stringing materials, the findings, if it comes with certain tools or what have you, you looking for that. If the kit does not come with tools, because a lot of kits do not come with tools, at least have tool recommendations that these that are needed for the projects. You will probably be interested in instructions. You know, if this is your first time, you would definitely be interested in that, whether it's written, video, or both. You will be interested in, you know, all types of information that this kit will include. So one of the things is that there are quite a few kits out there, but most of the kits that are currently out there are just a bunch of materials and supplies just thrown together and say, hey, here you go, this is a kit. There's no thought put behind it. It doesn't really tell a story. It's not taking you behind scenes on the process. Sometimes you reach out and you may have questions. You know, you go, I know everything is, you know, digital and technology these days, but some places don't even have a phone number for you to call them. They'll have a FAQ section or contact section, right, with all kinds of questions that they possibly thought of that you as a consumer would ask them. And sometimes you may find the question that you're looking to ask, and you may be taken through another page or two before you can really get a chance to, you know, type in what it is. Or if they have a chat bot, the little pop-up thing that say, hi, Matt, how can I assist you? And you type it in, and then they may refer you a ticket number for you to reach out. And so it's always an extra step. So the scarcity is in that. There's scarcity in knowledge. And what I mean by knowledge is that in the now that more and more people have gotten into jewelry making, there's a lot of ways to learn it. Some people are visual learners, some people are audio learners, some people are just hands-on learners. And so since jewelry is a very visual product, you want to learn that by seeing, by doing it yourself, by testing the same project two or three different times in different ways. That's how you learn different techniques, because the one technique that may be in the instruction in which you learned it the first time, you might do it again and say, you know what, I like this technique better, and I'm going to incorporate this in future jewelry making. But if you never expound on your skill, you'll never know that there's a better way to do. So it's never like one cookie cutter way to learn jewelry making technique. You know, yeah, you want to be solid on your fundamentals, but there are different ways to do, like making a loop. You can use round nose pliers to make the loop, and then some people use mandrels to make a loop on like a pin. So it's just different ways in which that can be done. There's scarcity in terms of heart and passion. Like, you can always tell the ones who are making jewelry just for the money versus those who make jewelry honestly because they love it, they have a passion for it. And those people, they're going to educate when it's necessary. They're going to talk about the different types of beads. They know what goes with what. They know some of the materials to put disclaimers on, such as nickel or such as brass or copper, because people have allergic reactions to them. The ones that are just in it for the money, they'll post pictures all the time, put the link, put a cash out, put a price on there, and that's it. But nothing really kind of engaging. They may do a video, But it usually be a video of them wearing it or doing some type of TikTok kind of dance, or they might do a video of them putting it in a package or something like that, but never a video with like tips and techniques, never a tutorial video, never a video with them actually in the community. And I don't count a vending at a vendor event. I'm talking about maybe talking to people that stop by at the table, giving some tips, giving something that will be in it for the other person versus in it for just themselves. Another scarcity that's in the space is that a lot of people are just flooded and beading. Like, beading is low barrier, low cost, you know, easy to do. You know, you string the beads, you put the crimp, crimp that, put your findings and stuff, and you know, you get yourself a bracelet or necklace, right? But how about take up some other mediums of jewelry making? Now, granted, if it's not a strong suit, I don't suggest doing that because you want to work what you're good at. But there's scarcity in terms of like, there are some mediums that don't have a lot of people that's doing them, you know, because it's a process. Like, ceramic beads, you have to use a kiln. Glass bead making, you use a kiln for that, and you know, getting the materials and stuff for that can be costly. There's still space in metalsmith. There's still space in, you know, other types of medium, and not even just medium, but like materials to make jewelry. So, it's a lot. Jewelry can be made from almost any thing that's out here. And I'm not going to read off a whole entire list of it, but I will give at least 15 or 20. Some items that jewelry can be made from: silverware, such as forks, spoons, knives; flatware, such as plates; rubber; bicycle chain; denim. You can make jewelry out of wood; jewelry from plastic; coat hanger; leather; felt. You can make jewelry from paper. Jewelry can be made from glue gun. There's also resin, old photographs could be converted into jewelry, clock pieces, watch pieces, t-shirts, variety chain types can make jewelry. You can make jewelry from furniture materials and fabric, curtains, hardware supplies such as bolts, washers, nuts. And there's tons of other materials that jewelry can be made from. But there's very few people that have stepped outside the box to attempt jewelry making using those odd materials that are just named. But if you are a jewelry maker and you're listening to this episode, I want to challenge you to make a piece of jewelry using unique materials and supplies that you haven't used before, and try it. And you never know how the project may turn out, And who knows, you might even like it. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and send an email to info@craftyhandsclub.com. Again, info@craftyhandsclub.com. If you take up on what was just said, go ahead and make yourself a project. Take an image of it, share it, and tag Crafty Hands Club on Instagram. To learn more about Crafty Hands Club, please visit our website, www.craftyhandsclub.com. Thank you for listening to the Crafty Hands Club podcast. Come back and join us next week.